Yo, 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 salam, nerds. It's your boy Neves, aka Watch with Neves, and I'm here with my co-host Jazz, aka Pakistani Jazzmaker.
What?
The Pakistani Jazzmaker.
You went from Indian matchmaker to Pakistani Jazzmaker.
Pakistani Jazzmaker, man. That's what's up.
I dig it. You know what?
You dig it?
I am a Pakistani Jazzmaker, so yeah, yes. It tracks.
Yeah, you're like the, what's his name, man? What's that dude from La La Land? What's Ryan Gosling?
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, you're the brown Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Reynolds instead.
Why not?
He's way more fun, let's be honest.
Well, welcome everybody to Salam Nerds. This is our first time using our new program. We're using a really cool new program, so we don't know what's going on. But cool, look, you got a little banner underneath. You got our names. It's a cool look. So yeah, man, enjoy. Jazz, how's everything going with you?
Dude, today's been great. Oh my god, you did the thing. That was cool.
Yeah, it's dope, right?
I'm sure like everyone on YouTube and Twitter is like, whoa, this is new. But yeah, no, I'm digging. This is cool. Life's good, man. Busy day, but good. How about you?
Yo, I want to give a shout out to Phase Zero. I was on Phase Zero's podcast, and they're the first one to introduce me to this program. So shout out to them. This was super cool. But before we start the show, I do want to do a little bit of ad. We got a little bit of sponsorship, and you can see these two movies that I have in the back right here. I don't know if you can see it. I moved it up.
There we go.
You can see it now. So this is Jurassic World Dominion. This is coming out on Blu-ray on 8/16, and this is Black Phone, and it's also coming out on Blu-ray on 8/16. So Black Phone is a horror movie. Who does it star? Ethan Hawke, and it seems pretty crazy. I have not seen this yet, so I'm super excited.
Ethan Hawke?
Yeah, Ethan Hawke, bro.
Wasn't he the guy from Moon Knight?
He is the guy from Moon Knight.
He's the bad guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I finally got a name right.
Yeah. This is a horror movie. It looks really, really cool. And then, yo, Jurassic World, can't go wrong with that, man. We love us some dinosaurs, man. You know that did you know that the Pakistani dinosaur is called the Pachyosaurus or something like that? It's like only found in Pakistan.
What?
Yeah, there's a Pakistani dinosaur, bro.
Amazing. I had no clue, actually. That's really interesting.
No, it was really cool. But shout out to Universal for sending us this, man. And maybe we'll give some of these away to our people, man. Let's see.
Oh,
first person to show up to our comment section, we'll give it away. How about that?
All right.
Now we want to introduce you guys to our guest, somebody you might remember if you were a longtime fan. She joined us for the Love is Blind episode. Sheena, welcome, Sheena. How are you?
Hello. Nice to see you guys again.
Welcome back, Queen Chi.
Welcome back. How's everything been? How's life been for you?
Oh, it's been crazy. I just got married, and then my brother told me he's getting married, and I basically had a month to get everything ready. So, yeah.
Oh my God, you're married. Congratulations. That is so awesome.
Thank you.
Whoa. Jazz, we need to throw her some kind of like party.
We got to throw her, I guess, a post-marriage bachelorette party? Okay.
I know. we should just turn this episode into a giant Mendy. And he's like, and starts singing. Just starts singing some songs. Sheena, what songs do you want to hear?
Yeah. Mandi Laga Ke Rakhna. Let's just go with the OGs.
Mandi. That's
DDLJ.
Perfect. That's perfect.
Am I dropping?
We cannot go wrong. We cannot go wrong with DDLJ. DDLJ is awesome. But speaking of DDLJ, we got some Indian stuff to go into today because we are covering.
Singing, so I disabled my camera and mic there for a second.
Oh, were you about to sing? No, I'm
no,
not.
No, no, no. I was not going to do it. That's why I disabled everything. We don't need to lose subscribers, man. We're just getting big, okay?
True. I do not want to.
We'll do it
send
after
anybody.
The podcast, okay?
Yeah. I was just going to edit it in there somewhere. Maybe we can put music in here somewhere. Who knows? But yeah, so let's talk about the show that is on everybody's mind, Indian Matchmaking. Sheena, what do you think about this season?
Oh, man, so many thoughts. Not super excited about having people return back, but I'm sure we'll go into this. Aparna was Aparna. Nadia surprised me a little bit. You know, I did like seeing some of the new faces. Arshneel, it was great to see him and his humble self. Good to see a little bit of Shaker, even though, you know, he did return back. So can't wait to dive right in whenever you guys are ready.
Let's do it. So let's start up in order. So the first person that we get to meet, I don't even know this guy's name, but I know him as a chicken guy because he works with chicken. The chicken guy.
Was it Akshay or?
I think it was Akshay, right?
Yeah.
He basically lives in a town that no one's heard of. And he's like, I am the most eligible bachelor in this town, which was like really cringy. I thought that was cringy when he said that. What about you, Sheena?
Nasik, I have actually heard of it.
Oh, have
it's
you?
Actually, yeah. It's very scenic. It's a small town in India. But I understand, like, most of the population not heard of it. I just used to have family there. So I remember going there as a kid. And him saying he's a most eligible bachelor, he started out as very, I thought he was going to be arrogant and cocky, but he kind of did grow on me towards the end of his, time on the show. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, you know what? He started off a little rough, but he ended up not too bad. I feel like there is a part of his story that we're missing, because there's something about his ex that happened, or something that happened in his past with another relationship that they didn't really go into, but they gave us a little bit of that. Chad, did you notice that?
I did, but here's the thing. I'm okay with them not diving into it because, you know, it's his business and his ex's business, right? We don't exactly need to know exactly what went wrong. He, you know, repented for it the way his spiritual leaders told him to repent for it, and he wants to do better and he wants to get married. I'm good with it. You know what? That's good enough for me. I don't want to actually know all the details.
That's a great point, because like, he consented to being on the show, she didn't, and we should respect that. That's a good idea. Sheena?
There's a stigma around, you know, broken relationships within the communities that is still, you know, live in our countries, our homelands. I mean, I saw a reference in another movie called Darlings on Netflix.
Yeah,
where the wife is kind of being abused by her husband, and the police officer goes, why doesn't she just get divorced? I mean, everyone on Twitter is getting divorced. And her mom says, well, Twitter is not for us. Like, with us, we're still here. Like, that's not our life. So it kind of relates to what he was going through. Like, yeah, he's this rich guy living in this town, but he's still, you know, there's still a rumor mill. There's still stigma around broken relationships, and affects men too, not just women.
Very true, man. Very true. So I did respect that. I feel like Jeff makes a good point. But you know what I thought was really funny is that we always see Seema Aunty saying, like, you know what? You can't judge by a picture. You can't judge by a picture. And then she goes to a face reader. She was like, what is up with that? Sheena, what do you think?
That face reader creeps me out. I'm sorry. Like, I do not want to show him a picture of me ever. I'm married, so I don't have to. But I would not recommend, like, showing a picture. Like, is it not enough that we have to get our hand read? And in our cookies, you know, date of birth, your time of birth, and all that good stuff. Now you're going to show your face too. To see, you know, what your future holds. It's too much.
Very
for me.
True. Very true. Jazz, what do you think about the whole face picture thingy?
No comment.
No comment.
Here's why, man. Like, as uncomfortable as it does make me, I don't want to, like, bash on someone else's culture or spiritual.
Very true.
Like, that's
very
not
true.
My place. So no comment.
I don't have a comment on that. I just have a comment on the auntie always saying your picture.
Oh, yeah. Hypocrisy is fair game.
That's the only thing. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. I do have a problem with her constantly saying you can't judge by a picture and then taking her to a person where he judges by a picture, right?
I know.
The juxtaposition
of that. When he told her about Akshay and, you know, that the fact that he's not going to get married for a while or something like that, I was just hoping. I was like, please don't tell him. Don't tell him. Don't put it in his head that he's not going to get married for a while or there's something standing in his way. And then he had to do, you know, kind of like a prayer to get rid of that bad omen to help him, which, you know, I've by the way, I've never heard of a face reader before, but I wasn't born here. But from what I know, I've never heard of it. I don't know if, you know, your listeners have. So would love to hear more about it. And if they have experienced it. Yeah.
If you're in the comments and listening, please come on and like let us know, educate us, because
yeah,
we really are two Fox Sunny guys and a guest. Like, we don't know anything.
We do not. But it was cool to learn. But I don't know. Part of me is very cynical because he was like right on when he said like, oh, there's a problem with this person, so we need to do that, right? And I feel like the cynical part of me is like, yeah, they discussed that beforehand, and then he gave the prediction later. Like, I don't know. I'm just too cynical.
I mean, it was spot on because he was like, there was somebody from the past and we don't know what it was. And then like, but also it's one of those predictions like astrology, right? Like it's vague enough to where it applies to everybody.
That is true. Yeah.
Like how many people do we know or have we talked to in the past that we may have hurt and they may be holding a grudge? Like I've tried my best not to, but like my point is like we all have that someone like that. So
fair.
It could just be vague enough to where it applied to him. It just happened to work. So I don't know.
All right. So overall, what are your thoughts about Chicken Guy? Like, Sheena, what do you think?
I think deep down, he is a nice guy. But he's, you know, a little rich, but he's a nice guy, I think.
Yeah. It's strange to me that every single person they bring from India is loaded, but then everyone from, like, America is, like, kind of middle class. I thought that's pretty interesting. Jeff, what are your thoughts about Chicken Guy?
Okay, so one, he is loaded, and I get that. But also, they're not going to, like, just go to random village looking for people. They're going to only respond to people that sent requests to them.
Mm. Oh, true.
Yeah, they need to have the means to be able to communicate that. And, you know, not everybody will always have that. So I can see the richer, you know, they may also even be paying Seema Auntie behind the scenes or something to get on TV. Like, I can see that being a thing, too. Do not quote me on that. It's totally speculation. As for him himself, I do like the guy, and I feel for him with this, like, you know, little issue of him living in a small town.
Yeah.
Like, let me tell you, man, I've been on the apps for a while, and a lot of times I'm like, hey, I'm from Houston. And they're like, oh, are you going to stay in Houston? And I'm like, I'd like to. Unmatch.
Really? Houston's a big city. I'm surprised that they have that stigma. Like, New Jersey, I feel like, is not as bad because it's close to New York. But, like, I feel like Houston is, like, a big city in Texas. Like, I feel like that shouldn't be an issue.
One girl thought I had a horse and I would take him to work.
Oh.
What is she thinking? Like, Old Town Road?
Like, we're literally just farmland with horses and we're all cowboys or something. I'm just like, oh,
do you really want to be dating somebody who doesn't know the geography?
I like, just talked That's about true. That. And I was like, all right, you know what? I'm glad you unmatched me. Like, this is, I dodged a bullet. This is a blessing in disguise.
Well, speaking of unmatching, let's get into Nadia. Homegirl brought Shaker to meet her family and then went on a mixer that she put together. And then she meets this dude named Vishal, and apparently they start flirting right in front of Shaker, and apparently Shaker saw them kiss. Bro, Sheena, what are your thoughts?
Oh. Oof. I thought that was rough. I thought that was really rough. I mean, we didn't find out that Shaker saw them kiss until a little bit, you know, later on when she has the call with him. But you do see scenes of him kind of looking at her or looking at them flirting. You know, I don't know. I feel like they weren't in a relationship at that point. She did bring him home. That's true. Maybe kissing another guy in front of him was pushing it, but it was a mixer and they were all kind of talking to each other. People were getting to know each other. Up until that point, I was like, okay, you know, she's still single technically and she's just trying to find her best match. And she kept saying how Shaker was not flirting with her or he was not giving her the same vibe that she put out there that she wants to pursue it. And this is before the call. My thoughts obviously changed when I had the phone call and once I heard Shaker's side of the story. But up until then, I thought it was okay. Up until the kiss part, like that was not okay for me either.
Yeah,
but
that's what are your thoughts? That's a little bit too much. What about you, Jazz?
Okay, so I have feelings about the way they portrayed Nadia because I don't know if this is a villain edit.
Yes. So let's make that clear. Let's just say everything that we're saying right now, We do not know these people. We don't know anything about them. They're probably perfectly nice people, or they're horrible people. We don't know. All we can go off is what's happening on the show, right? So let's preface everything that we're saying, hey, this is all based on how this is being edited. This is not based on what's real life. And, you know, if we think that there's something happening a little spooky with the, the editors, let's make that apparent.
Yeah, because, like, here's the thing, man. I don't think Nadi's the kind of person who would break up with a guy over FaceTime.
Yeah.
Like, that just does not, you know, sound like her. Especially from what happened in season one. We don't know the full story, and we probably won't for another few years, because what's their NDA, like 7 years or something like that on Netflix?
No, I don't think it's that long. They're usually around like 2 to 3 years.
Oh, okay, yeah. So we may not know the full story for another couple of years, but I feel for my man Shaker. Do not get me wrong. Like, it hurt when I saw him, and like the way he was like talking about it, the fact that he didn't like put her down at all at the very end, like, that speaks volumes. I know guys who will just immediately start trashing the girl, right? This dude was a gentleman there. Like, good on him. But if Nadia's saying she never felt that way, I don't believe that. She's smarter than that. Like, I think this is a villain edit.
You know what? Like, yeah, go ahead, Sheena.
I just, one point there too. You know what? When, you know, everyone keeps saying she brought him home, I also think it could have been a suggested date or set up by the producers. It could have been, This is how we'll bring Shaker back. So everyone now thinks they're together. Because that was my first thought. When I saw Shaker going to her house, I'm like, oh my God, they're dating. It's like they're together. But then a few minutes later, I see them sitting down. I'm like, wow, I don't really see chemistry here. So they're probably not dating. And this could be just a date that was set up by the producers, because Shaker and her mom did hit it off. So it would have been a good way to, and her family's super chill. So they're like, okay, let's just put them all together in her house, have mimosas, and have a chat.
That makes sense, because like, I feel like there definitely wasn't any chemistry, but they also had 4 months to figure it out. Like, bro, like Shaker seems like a really cool guy, but dude, either shit or get off the pot, right? Like, come on, bro, you get 4 months? Come on, Jazz, what do you think?
Not that, but like at the mixer, you could tell Shaker was into her. Like, he was trying to, like, host with her. So, even though I'm giving Nadia some benefit of the doubt with, you know, the producer cut, to a degree, like, she should have known what's going on there. Like, you can't just be that blind to it.
Yeah. The other thing is, okay, so here's the part that I don't care for how Nadia went about it. Because, she really did try to. I think when she was breaking up with him, she had an idea of how this is going to look, and she worded it in a way to make it look like, hey, you're at fault. You didn't make a move. You didn't. I really liked you. Yeah, it did feel that way, because Shaker really liked her, and he was just taking it really slow because she, I think, friend zoned him, and he was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to be her friend and then try to work a way up to a relationship. But she tried to pull the, oh, you weren't as aggressive, and because of that, we're breaking up. I think that was bullshit. I don't think that was true.
You don't think it was
there was no accountability.
He wasn't aggressive, or
I think it's not true that that's the reason she's breaking up with him. I think she just liked the fuckboy more. She was just into him more,
and
she wanted an escape, and she wanted a way out. And honestly, here's the thing, like later on, and I guess we'll just talk about it now. She has the breakup with Vishal. And what happens is Vishal's super honest about it, and she tries to make him look like the villain, even though I feel like Vishal did the right thing. He was super honest about what happened, whereas she wasn't super honest. She tried to make it feel like it was the guy's fault for her breaking up with him. So, like, she did this, like, whole crying bit. What do you think, Jazz?
I will also like to point out, Vishal flew all the way to L.A. to break up with her, and it wasn't just a FaceTime call. Like, props to him for manning up there. Because that's not a conversation you have over the phone. You know what, man? I'm starting to believe you're right, that this wasn't just a villain edit, that Nadia is like this.
And what hurt me...
I wouldn't call her a villain. Yeah. I want to say that, like, she was a little bit of an opportunist, maybe. You know, maybe she took the opportunity to look like a hero again. What do you think, Gina?
I feel like her call, you're right. It was all about blaming him, putting the blame on him. There was no accountability. There was, and the fact that she was just talking about Vishal, I think that actually hurt me. You know, it's like you imagine yourself in that position and someone's like, oh, hey, yeah, my new boyfriend's over and we're going to have a meal or we're going to go on our date now. So I'll talk to you later.
Oh my God. You're right. That was so, oh my
God. That hurt.
Yes. So basically, while she's on the phone with him, she's like talking about how great of a guy he is to her, like to Shaker while she's breaking up with him. Then she's like, oh yeah, we're going to go get food. So basically, homie is there with her while she's breaking up with the new dude. That's, yo, that's bad, man. That's bad.
I didn't connect that. I didn't realize he was right there.
Yeah, I think he was just like coming over or he was right there. But either way, I'm like, you know, just be a little courteous. Like, fine, forget all the edits and everything, right? But you're breaking up with someone, you just have that conversation. It's always difficult. But, you know, she didn't take any accountability on her part. Like, hey, I dropped the ball too. It wasn't just you. And, you know, maybe not mention the new guy, apart from the fact that they're dating. She didn't add that extra bit. Like, hey, we're hanging out. Now we're going to go on a date right now.
Yo, nobody wants to hear how great the guy that you dumped me for is. Like, why would you add that? That's like putting salt on your wound. Chaz, what do you think?
No comment. Because you know damn well what that means.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
But like, okay, so here's the thing, right? So let's say for the sake of argument that like her and Shaker were never together, right? And then Shaker is kind of like playing this up. That's possible too. Shaker might be taking this opportunity to be the person that people feel bad about, so that, you know, maybe next season they'll all focus on him. Because that's what happened with Nadia. Nadia got 102,000 followers because everybody felt bad about the way that one guy stood her up. And now she's trying to recreate that moment with Vishal, and because she's crying and she's really sad. And I'm like, bro, he's 7 years younger than you. He's obviously a fuckboy.
A fuckboy.
What was that?
Answer that. How is he obviously a fuckboy? Answer that for me.
Listen, man. Listen,
he's a very good looking guy. That doesn't mean he's a fuckboy, okay?
He has fuckboy vibes. I don't know. Oh, we got
Hold
some
up.
Comments.
Also, I gotta check something.
Wait, we got a comment. In my opinion, I feel Vishal led her on a bit and how strong he was during the first date, but she did handle it badly. Okay, fair.
Yeah, can you imagine Vishal saying to her after he broke up with her, oh, my new date's here. I'm going to go meet up with her after this. So I got to go. Bye.
Yo.
Can you imagine the reaction?
Yo. People would have his head.
That'd be amazing. No, people wouldn't. I think the way they set it up, they would still be like, Vishal, king, even though it was actually really toxic. But they would all be like, king, because she did it right before and then he did it right after.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like... Watch, in a few months, we're going to see that her and Vishal are friends. Because she was like, I don't want to be friends with you. I don't want to do this. And, yeah. Like, I think she was playing it up, man. I think she did it for views. And, like, it happens, yo. When brown girls get, like, disrespected, they get a lot of power. It happened to her in season one, having a Dip D on Love is Blind. I think they found a formula to get followers. And they were like, yo, we need to recreate that. I don't know. What do you think, Jazz?
I wonder if Dip D and Nadi know each other.
Ooh,
they all know. Everybody knows each other.
These Netflix girls, they do know each other. That's
yeah. Like, I saw Dipti commenting on Vinacious, or that's his name, right? The Florida guy, his post. So a Shake commenting from Love is Blind, our favorite.
Oh my God, our favorite.
Good old Shake and Bake.
Yep.
So speaking of villains like Shake, last season, and I don't like to use the word villain. I don't think it's is appropriate because these are edited. But the person who quote unquote was a villain last season was Aparna, right? Is that how you pronounce it? How you pronounce
Aparna.
Her name?
Aparna.
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 Right?
Yeah.
Yo, I low-key like Aparna. I like she is a little difficult to take sometimes. I feel like, you know, she got that like really sharp, sarcastic wit that kind of stabbed you a little bit if you're not like into that. But like when she told that one guy to sit up straight, I was dying.
I'm sitting up straight right now. Thanks.
Yo, all of us just sit up straight.
Yeah,
right
let's
now.
Just this is a reminder.
Aparna might be watching, so let's just sit up straight, guys.
Exactly.
Yo, but shout out to her for saying that, because you know what, man? Her friend was on TV and she didn't want him to look bad. So she told him to, like,
it's just the way she said it, though, too.
But the way she said it. Straight. Yeah. Jazz, what do you think about her and her date with that one guy where they went to bowling and stuff with? Did you watch that?
Dumbin. I did. The yawn. We have to talk about that.
Oh, let's talk about the yawn. Okay.
Here's the thing about Aparna, all right? When she was in Houston, she did help me out with, you know, getting people involved and voting in the 2020 election. Like, good for her. Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, like, she did get civically involved afterwards and, you know, before she moved to New York. But on TV, I mean, I don't know if the producers are just being producers or if she's told to do a lot of these things. I haven't read her book yet, I'll be very honest. I don't know her side of a lot of things. But God, it makes her look so bad, and I hate it.
They do make her kind of look bad. But you know what? I like the fact that, like, so apparently she has beef with Sima Auntie, which, like, you know, like, listen, Sima Auntie, a little old school, a little problematic, a little toxic. I like that she stands up to her and say, like, hey, listen, I don't want to be involved with Sima Auntie this season, but I still want my story to be told, which I thought was super cool. I dig that. But, you know, still, like, I feel like there was the part where she was in L.A. and she didn't tell the guy who lives in L.A. to, like, hit her up. And, like, every time the other guy was there, he would go out of his way to, like, meet up with her. Sheena, what do you think about that?
So Aparna season one, yes, very entertaining, good TV, right? I thought she was more authentic in season one, as if, like, being her true self, than this season. I feel like it's, like, overplayed. I'm over her. I'm sorry. Like, she's great. You know, like, first season, her comments, they did, you know, shock us. A lot of the comments were funny. But second season, with the yawning and just, it just got boring for me. I mean, I need something new. If you're going to give me TV, give me TV. Then I need something new. It's not the same old, you know, Aparna show. And I kind of found her dates boring, but that's just my opinion.
To be fair, I've been in some dates where, like, I'm yawning, but, like, but you never know, man. Somebody might have had a rough day. Somebody might have just flown in. We don't know. And also, filming seems like it takes a lot out of you. Like, I've been in a movie. I've been on a TV show. Like, it's a lot. Like, it's a lot of getting ready. It's a lot of waiting. I want to give her the benefit of the doubt, man.
Oh, for sure.
Dates? Yawning on multiple dates? Same guy? Okay.
Fair. Multiple dates is a lot.
And he called her out each time, too. You know, he's trying to be polite about it, that you're kind of yawning, like, am I boring you? So it's like you have it in your head at this point, so you want to make sure, if you are interested in the person, to not do it again, or, you know, not... I don't know. I thought it was rude.
Yeah, and I could see that.
So...
I could see that it might be rude. But overall, like, I think she gets a little bit of a bad rep, and I feel like she got to tell her story a little bit this season. Like, she I feel like doesn't put as much into it, and I guess she just, like, set in her ways, maybe. Maybe she doesn't, she wants a relationship to be easy. She doesn't want to put in as much work, and I feel that, because sometimes, a lot of the times, women end up putting more work in than the men, and she's not going to settle for that, right? So I dig that, man. I got no beef with her, man. I like her.
Right. I actually want to know what kind of guy she will end up with. Like,
that I would watch, right?
You know what?
Maybe I don't want to watch the process anymore, but just take me to the part where she's fallen in love and he's fallen in love, and now what happens?
That'd be great, but honestly, who maybe she doesn't fall in love. Maybe she doesn't meet anybody, and that's perfectly fine too, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, of course.
Like, I feel like marriage is, like, the end all be all for all of us, and it's, like, this huge thing. And yeah, like, if she doesn't find anybody, I think that's perfectly fine too, Mary. Like, sometimes you gotta love yourself, man. You gotta love yourself before you get to love.
Absolutely.
It's anything wrong, or, like, you know, that she won't find somebody. I just want to know what that guy is, because, like, she has very high standards. Nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
And, like, she knows what she wants. The reason why I feel like a lot of people are turned off by her is because, although she knows what she wants, finding someone with all of those, you know, checkboxes is next to impossible.
Yes.
I want to know who this perfect guy is, like, at this point. Like, I want to see it.
So honestly, here's the thing. Like, I've been asked this too, man, and I don't like to have checkboxes or even talk about that. I don't like to put that information out there because it reinforces it in your head. Mm-hmm. So when somebody asks me, like, what I'm looking for, like, I almost don't want to answer that question because, like, you don't know what you want. Like, I could say that I'm into someone who is shorter than me, but I could meet somebody who's like 6 foot tall and completely just like fall head over heels for someone. Like, it doesn't matter, like, until you meet them. So, like, I don't like to put that out there in the world because I feel like it kind of manifests it. So, like, you know, you just gotta, I feel like, go with the flow.
Well,
but
I have one requirement when it comes to the girls I'm dating.
Sure.
And this is a question I ask every time we're on a first date is, do you trust yourself? That is the
Explain.
One question I need an answer to.
Explain.
Well, when I ask that question, I need you to eventually get to yes. Because if you are not ready to say yes to that question, you're not ready to make any of the more important decisions in life, such as settling down, such as career moves, whatnot, on and on.
Okay. Fair. But a little while ago, we were talking about height, and let's go into that because there is a whole lot of height shaming on this show, man. Like, I know girls get it worse, and I'm not trying to take anything away from that, but bro, like, there is so much height shaming on this show. Sheena, what are your thoughts?
Well, tell me, which height shaming are you referring to?
So basically, there's a lot. So, like, basically, like, the, you know, they said Shaker is short. They keep saying everything on their list is always like they want a tall guy. Everything is like 6 foot tall. And then even like the Nick Jonas, Nick Jonas didn't get away from
that. Poor
Nick
Jonas.
Yo, she was like, Zimondi was like, yo, Nick Jonas and Priyanka, no, they don't match, man. He's petite compared to her. Like, bro, leave little Nick alone. Like, what are your thoughts?
Well, just a comment on that, which is that, you know, when I was on dating apps, I just remember guys lying about it, like, so much, like, to the point where it's like another person showed up. And it was like, I would say, okay, I'm 5'4". I would say at least be like 5'7", right? But fine, if you're not, you're not. But don't lie about it. There would be guys saying they're 5'8", 5'9", but then they show up and they're like 5'4".
That's the thing, man. People put such emphasis on it that everyone is just like lying. And they're like, well, they'll figure it out when they figure it out. Like,
yeah. That's the thing, because on the apps, right? A lot of people will just swipe left if you're not 6 feet or whatever minimum height requirement people have. So I know for a fact people swipe left on me because I'm 5'10". It's just not enough. It's not something I can change.
I think that's a good height.
A lot of girls do not feel that way.
No, a
for
lot of girls.
It's a good, really good.
A
height.
Lot of girls no. do not feel that way.
A lot
they
of girls
want 6 feet.
Six
or
feet
more.
Is 6 feet is the minimum,
it's
man.
The,
like
their floor.
Yeah,
anything below that, it's an automatic swipe left.
I'm like, girl, we trying
they
to do mesh
out
an NBA
guys
team?
Who are five or less than 6 feet. They'll filter them out completely. I have zero
wow.
chance.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
and how tall are these girls?
5'2".
No problem. I'm not here to bash on them. I'm just here to tell you what I've seen.
Wow.
Listen, it is what it is, man. I don't know what to do about it. But yeah, man, I feel like a lot of dudes lie because girls put so much emphasis on it.
That's actually another thing. A lot of guys do lie just so they can get the foot in the door. And they hope that when they do meet in person, they won't notice or that they'll be like, you know what? This guy's so good enough. Forget that he lied about his height thing. I get it. Guys lie about that all the time.
It's no, like it's like lying on your resume, okay. right? It's
a
like lying on your resume.
It.
It's like, yeah, I had an intern at Facebook, and like literally, you just like, no, I just read the terms and agreements and signed up for Facebook.
Well, I feel like it's different. Like if you're like six, if you're 5'10", for example, and you put down like 5'11", it's not that much of a difference. Or even if you put down 6 feet, but if you're no. like 5'8" and you put down 5'8" and you're 5'4". Come on.
Listen, first of all, 5'11 does not exist. Because if you're 5'11, you're just going to say you're 6 foot. So, like, yeah. the funny thing is...
you're not wrong.
The average height doesn't exist anymore, right? Because, like, before, the average height was, like, 5'7 to 5'9. But now, 5'9 and shorter is short. 5'11 is a lie. It doesn't exist. Because if you're 5'11, you're just saying you're 6 foot. So the only average height is 5'10. That's the only height you can say to be average. Because 5'9 and below is short. And
I'm gonna put my wallet. I will prove it to you. I'm 5'10.
Listen,
it's
that's
not my license.
That's it,
Chaz, I think people don't believe you that you're 5'10. Maybe that's what it is. They think you're lying. Okay.
They think I'm lying?
They think you're like 5'7. You're saying you're 5'10.
Yeah, okay.
But here's the thing, right? If you're 5'11 and it's just like 1 inch of like being filtered out,
nah. 5'11, you're not gonna notice 5'11 6 feet, especially if you're like shoes on with like a little bit of heel.
Right.
No one's
right.
gonna notice that.
Right.
Yeah, man. Listen, I just hope I date a girl who's bad at math. Like I can't figure out how tall I am.
As long as you're taller than her, I think that's like really important to a lot of women, not all women, obviously, but you know, generally right. speaking. Yeah.
Anyways, man, pour one out for Nick Jonas.
My man.
Man got hit by a drive-by insult out of nowhere. Oh, man, poor him. Let's see, what other couples are there? Let's see. Oh, what about Viral? No, Viral and Viral. Remember that?
Oh, man.
I will be the first to say I love Viral.
Wait, which one? The guy or the girl one? They're both named Viral.
No, definitely the girl. Okay. The guy, he's fine, whatever, but... The girl, like, she's somebody I would want to date.
Really?
Yeah, I really admire her. Like, I actually talked to her on Instagram recently. Like, she's really cool.
Wow. Look at Jess sliding into them DMs. All right, I see you.
I see you. Like that, all right? She wants a guy who's 33, I'm 30, she's 30. It's not happening. But, no, like, I can admire somebody and still be friends with them. Like, she's really cool, and I like that. And, like, she's down to earth, successful, like...
Just, she had a lot of things on her list though. She had a lot of, but like okay, here's the thing, right? She like her and that other guy Viral, they were not vibing at all. No. When they went to the IKEA furniture, that was the most terrible exchange of like conversations I have ever heard. When she was like,
brilliant.
When she was like, are you a vegetarian? And he was like, I mean, and she was not answering. Like, that was so cringe. Like, what was she? She was like, avo, lacto, semi-vegetarian. Like, what does that even mean?
Yeah, I don't think she wanted
egg,
people to know.
Milk, cheese, that's okay for her. But for some people, it's not.
Yeah.
So I think semi-vegetarian probably also refers to, and this happens, like, if you're Hindu, is like a lot of people will eat meat and their parents don't know about it. So maybe she's one of those, I don't know, and she just didn't want to disclose it on, you know, television that she eats. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. Oh. People hide it.
Yeah,
people
I'm
hide
not
it.
Gonna...
Okay,
for their whole
okay.
lives. Sure so why I don't know why she said semi-vegetarian. Maybe that on occasions she dabbles.
That's why we have you on the show, Sheena. You are schooling us. Like, we're Pakistani. We don't know. That makes a lot of sense. So shout out to Viral. I take that back. I give her props.
I'm actually asking her to come on the podcast, man. Like, I would love to talk to her.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to get so one of my friends is actually on the show. Her name is Shreya. She is Nadia's friend. And I tried to get her on the show, but she says she's going to ask the producers and stuff if she's allowed to. So hopefully we can get her for like the next 4 episodes, which will be really, really cool.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. But her and that other Viral guy, were not vibing. It was, the chemistry was definitely not there. What do you think, Jess?
Homeboy is used to going on his standard dates. He had like everything scripted and she threw a curveball. He was not ready for that. And quite frankly, I thought that was amazing on her part.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
I respect it so much. I'm like, yo, this girl gets it. Like, not everything's going to be perfectly, you know, on a first date. Like, we're all dressed to the tens. Like, we go to a fancy-ass restaurant or something. Like, life is not like that. And I appreciated that she was like, yo, let's go to a furniture store. I'm like, cool.
Let
me know your style. Like, this is awesome. Like, I thought that was brilliant because, like, one of the things I look for is, like, in one of my past relationships, like, this girl was just completely... different when it came to organizing her life, her apartment, her everything, right? And I was not sure if I could live with that. So if this girl is like, you know, is this a first date thing? Probably not. But I respect the idea that what she was doing here.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, yeah. I mean, actually, the only part I disagree with is that it was a first date. It should have been like a second or third date going to furniture store. It should not have been a first date.
I feel like the thing is, like, I feel like she was testing him a lot. And I feel like you don't need to be tested on the first date. Like, just find out if you vibe first.
Right.
And then you can test them a little bit, right? Because then what you're doing is you're not being your authentic self. You're being this, like, person who's, like, trying to mess with you. And, like, some people could take it the wrong way. Like, I don't think I would have reacted. Because, like, if she was asking those kind of questions, automatically in my head, I'd be like, this person doesn't like me. And I would kind of just stop trying at that point. That's how I would react. And like, yeah.
Because I'd be like, yo, let me lean back, crack the knuckles, crack my back. Like, let's go.
Sheena, what do you think?
These questions. Come on, let's go.
Sheena, do you give guys tests and stuff like when you go on
she's
dates?
Married.
Well, no, when yeah. you used to.
No. No, maybe like when I was like much, much younger, but no, not anymore. But I agree with what Jazz is saying. Like, it's cool to have to try something different, but not on maybe not on the first date. Right. So I've heard people say that if you really want to get to know someone, maybe you should assemble furniture together, like, you know, try different things. So you really get to know, get to see different sides of their personality.
That's cool. I never heard yeah. that before.
Yeah. But assemble IKEA furniture specifically, because that's so difficult to do.
Okay. I'm an engineer, really? So I would love
that. I found IKEA furniture very easy to assemble. Like, what are y'all talking about?
No, but it's not the fact that it's easy to assemble. It's like how you're assembling, right? Are you guys joking around? Are you having fun?
Yeah.
Are you frustrated? Are you telling her what to do? Are you upset that she doesn't have the right tools? Like, it's not the furniture, but like the interaction of like you doing something simple and how you're reacting to it, right? I think that's what matters.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Like I said, this is stuff I enjoy. So I'm like, you know what? Good on her.
All right. Well, speaking of Viral, she had one more date, and that was with another guy. I don't remember his name, but he looked like an Indian Milhouse.
The go-kart date.
Yeah. And she was like, she looked him up online, and she was like, yeah, he doesn't look like his pictures. And I felt so bad when she told him that. That was, oh, poor guy. Like, Sheena, what do you think?
Maybe she didn't need to, you know, kind of tell him in the way that she did. You know, like we all, like someone mentioned, he did look different than his pictures. I don't think he was a completely different person. So I don't think he was necessarily catfishing her or anything. But maybe she could have phrased it differently if she really wanted him to change that up. And he did say that he has his updated pictures on multiple resumes or whatever. So maybe the producers picked a picture like this on purpose to kind of add some spice to the show.
That I believe.
Yeah.
Because he did say that there were, like, C-Monty had multiple pictures of him.
Yeah.
So I think the producer set this one up, actually. I believe that.
Oh, interesting. I honestly didn't think he looked that different than
I
his
didn't
picture.
Think so
yeah.
Like,
I didn't
like,
think so either.
Almost. He just had
He just had glasses on. Like, what is this? Like, yeah. Clark Kent? Like, he just puts on his glasses and he's like a dork? Like, I don't. It was the same. Like,
And then there was
he had a little bit less hair, but that's about
it. Yeah, and I feel like it was also like a little bit of a double standard, because later on in the show she talks about how, you know, people say she doesn't look like her pictures or something like that, mm-hmm. or she looks, you know, better in pictures and not in person, and it's like just thought it was not necessary to kind of tell him to his face that, hey, you don't look like your pictures.
fair. So. All right. So we have like two more people that I want to talk about. One, man, I can't pronounce this guy's name, but the guy in India, Sheena, do you know his name?
Pradhumayan. Yep.
Pradhumayan. Okay. So
Pradhumayan. Yep.
Say that again.
Pradhumayan.
Say it slowly. Say it slowly, Jazz. I don't want to screw this up. I'm
not even completely sure either, but I'm pretty sure it's Pradhumayan.
Pradhumayan.
Close enough.
Pradhumayan. Okay. All right. Yep. Hopefully, sorry if I mispronounce it. But my thing with him, like, I feel like homie got a lot of money, and they made him look so bad last season that they cut a deal with Indian Matchmaking to make him look like, give him the perfect story and send off. And it's so weird because it has nothing to do with the show. Seema Auntie didn't find this lady. Nothing happened. It was a strange thing. I felt like it was just a rich guy showing off his privilege. And it was the least interesting part of the show. And I guess they just needed an excuse to have a wedding that looked really pretty and was really nice. But honestly, I thought it was really like, I didn't like it. I like, screw this guy. I don't really care about him. Sheena, what are your thoughts?
I know that he was bullied a lot after the first season came out. That's based on his narrative. I read, you know, he spoke for Humans of Bombay, and I read this whole article about how people were like calling him names and things like that based on what they saw on TV. And he's just because fashion doesn't, you know, change who I am as a person. And you're right. Like, this season, he had a different kind of coverage. I was okay with watching his story. I liked him better than Aparna. That's just, again, my opinion.
Really? I like Aparna better, man. I feel like she keeps it real. This guy was like, hey, I just want to look the best I can. I don't know, man.
Is that Aparna, man?
I don't know. It just I don't know, man. I feel like
he's Indian, right? Like,
sure.
When they have a different approach to all of this, they just have a different approach to life, right? I saw with my friends in Pakistan, like, they want the life that he wants. Like, they want to marry the girl the way he picked her out and, like, her, you know, qualities. And that's just what people want over there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's a problem with him necessarily, because that's the society he grew up in. He's, if anything, a victim here. But the producers did not do him any benefits. And him being on the show probably was a setup just to generate more clicks and more views, because there's no reason for any of what happened to him to be on the show.
He didn't need to be on the show. And I have no problem with him. I just didn't enjoy his story, because it just felt like, hey, I'm going to make me look good or else. And they did everything they could to make him look good. And
I believe that.
It just didn't feel like an authentic story to me. It kind of felt like somebody made their own wedding video and they wanted to look the best they could, which is fair. But like, I just didn't feel like an authentic story
to me.
That's
my issue with it, is that this is Netflix's fault for allowing this to happen, or the producer's fault for allowing this to happen to begin with. He should not have been on the show.
Right.
Yeah. And like, I think last year his mom was like, she got a lot of shit for it, and like, they were very toxic and did a lot of things that people did not like.
I'm not
and
defending the guy. I'm
so and they didn't even show his mom this season, so it's like pretty interesting. I don't know, man.
I don't like this guy at all. I don't like what he stands for. I don't like any of that. But that's a symptom of a bigger issue, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, it felt like he just won their trophy, and he's got his trophy, and he wants to show off to everybody, be like, "Ha, I got it. I win."
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That's my issue with it, and for them, that's what they want.
Yeah.
All right. Well. Speaking of someone like him,
let's do 180. A full 180.
180. A full 180. The last person we're gonna talk about.
King
Arsenal. Right? Is that how you pronounce it? Arsenal.
Arsenal. Yeah.
Oh my God! This guy is so lovable. I want to be his friend. I want him on the podcast. I want to like go to Taco Bell with him. Like, he's
straight
so
up,
awesome.
I want to buy him a Mexican pizza. If I can arrange that, I'll be very happy.
Oh man, I loved him. I loved his dad. His dad was so nice and so cute. He really was like, my favorite part was when she was like, you can't have 100%. You need like 60, 70. And he's like, that's like a D.
That is a D. A 70 is a D in America, okay?
Listen, you can't be South Asian. Like, here's the thing. You're South Asian, right? Our parents do not accept anything less than an A in every aspect of life. But when it comes to choosing your wife, they want you to go 60%. Does that make sense to you? Like, come on. Gina, what are your thoughts?
I thought he was great. I thought he was very humble. You know, I do want to eventually talk about that 60-70% comment, though, because that was so repetitive throughout the show. But, you know, I liked him. I like seeing him going on different dates. And man can cook.
Oh, yeah, he can cook. You're right.
He can. I was impressed.
Yeah.
So I really liked him. I think he was probably one of the best people. And like, oh my God, this is such a cute man. Like, okay, this is what he says. He said, back in the day when Taco Bell used to make like ketchup packets, there used to be one that says marry me, and they discontinued it. He found one and he kept it for the right girl. Yo, tell me that's not the cutest thing ever. Sheena, tell me, what do you think?
I remember seeing those packets back in the day. I don't know if you ever stole one, but I definitely kept a few too until, you know, they expired. But I kept a few too. I thought they were cute.
That's so funny. I love that. It's really, really funny, man. He's somebody that I want to see bring back. He probably had the best edit, but he also feels like somebody who deserves that edit. He feels like he's genuinely a good person. What do you think, Jazz?
I agree. Like, he is exactly like, this is the kind of story I want to see on this show. Like, I want to see guys like this finding love. Like, I want them to be happy. I want them to find partners. Like, yes, this guy is a king, and I'm very happy that he's here and he's just being himself. Like, I don't even know if they had to edit him. I think he's just that way. Like, he's great.
Yeah, like home, he's in great shape. He does bhangra. He does like dance stuff. He's a cardiologist. Like, man's got it all. And like the thing is, like, it breaks my heart a little bit because he's sometimes like, he's a little unsure of himself because he goes out to people and asks them like, hey, are you okay with dating somebody who's sick? Are you okay dating somebody with a turban? And like, I feel like he's a little self-conscious about that, which is understandable. I know a lot of hijabi girls that are also like, hey, is he okay dating a hijabi? And that kind of made me a little sad. But like, he seems like such a great guy, man. I wish him the best. He's my favorite out of everything. What do you think, Sheena? Or Jess, go ahead.
Oh my God. Like when he said, oh, I'm in Cleveland and a lot of people don't want to come to Cleveland, I'm like, because like I said, you know, my Houston story, right? People don't want to come to Houston. Like, why would they go to Cleveland? Like,
yeah, man.
I felt that.
Yeah, man. Even LeBron left Cleveland. That's how bad it is.
Cleveland's beautiful. In fact, I've run models on this, that if the earth was to like heat up to the point where the polar ice caps melted, right? And like this devastating heat was across the country, Cleveland and anything along the five Great Lakes, those areas are going to survive climate change the best. So quit shitting on Cleveland, because one day in the future, it's going to be a great place to live.
Weird flex, but okay.
This Listen. Is the shit I do in my free time, okay? I run simulations and models.
Listen, Cleveland has more people. Well, Ohio has more people sent to space than any other state. So what is it about Cleveland that makes people want to leave this planet?
Coming from Space City? That's hilarious.
That's so funny. That is true. You're in Space City. All right. Sheena, we're about to end this episode. What are your final thoughts? We covered everything in the first four episodes. Anything we didn't cover? Anything you want to talk about?
60-70%.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just so over it. I'm so over it. Every single episode, every single new couple is like, not going to get 100, 60-70. Just take it. Take it or go. That's what I can offer you.
I think it has to do with the Seema auntie herself not being successful. Because Neves, didn't she tweet like she's had like zero success on the show
yes.
so far?
Yes. So I tweeted this. I said, this is what I said. I said, my favorite thing about Indian matchmaking is that this show is going on season 3 without one successful match. And it's just an example of like, you know, brown people too can fail upward and be rewarded for mediocrity. And that's how we know we made it in this country.
But that's the thing. Like, yeah, like I think that she's really pushing this whole 60-70% on the show just so she can have one match on the show.
Yeah, yeah. But here's the thing, right? I disagree with the 60-70 thing, but I do, like, okay, this is my own personal thing. I don't like having that stuff on paper. Like, if I have something that are deal breakers, I rather have them in my head so they're fluid, because once you put them on paper, they become solid. And I'd rather be fluid with my deal breakers, and I'd rather be fluid so that way if I meet somebody who does not meet that, it's not malleable, right? So it's like one of those things, like if height is an issue and I meet somebody who's taller, it's fine. But when I put it on paper and I think about it over and over again and reinforce it, it kind of gets like cemented. So I do have that theory where it's like the more you think about it, the more you put it on paper, the more it gets cemented. So like I don't agree with the 70-100% thing, but I do think that like the more you list everything down like a CV or a resume, that's just bad karma for me. I don't know. It just feels like it's like bad juju. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh man! Go ahead, Chi.
And look.
Go ahead, Jazz. Oh,
okay, so my thing with that is it having checkboxes that's wrong, or are we putting the wrong things next to the checkboxes?
I think it's probably a little bit of both, right? Because like, here's the thing, right? Like, height. Doesn't really need to be in a checkbox, but something like not wanting kids, that I believe should go into the checkbox, right? That's not something, you know, even religion, you know, that's something you can't like always agree on and stuff like that. How to raise kids, finances.
Financial situation, yeah. Like these
reading 20 books a year.
Oh, wow. Yeah, definitely. That's important too.
Does Audible count? Because, you know, I need to.
Close enough.
Yeah, yeah.
As throughout the show when they show married couples, you know, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. You know, that kind of reminded me of Dil To Pagal Hai. I don't know if Jazz, you seem like a Bollywood fan like me. So they had those scenes back in the 90s in that movie where they would show real married couples.
Yeah.
And like they didn't talk about their love story, but I thought that was cute. That was a little reassuring. Don't lose hope.
That was the best part of the entire show. Like, yeah. I love those stories. And the couples are like so cute. I loved it. Jazz. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so one of them was an accountant, and he's, like, married to this woman for, like, 20 years. He was like, the wife is always right. I'm like, yeah, okay, I see why.
Oh, man. No,
they were really cute. I really did appreciate them putting those things in there. Like, you know, getting actual advice from people who have, you know, survived being married for 20 years. Like, that's really important.
Mm-hmm. It's really that perspective in. It's really funny because all of these couples are talking about how they just met these people once and they were like, okay, and they had these amazing marriages. And then you have the next generation, which is like, you know, one guy turning down 150 girls. Like, bro, like it's crazy, right? The juxtaposition of like the two generations is so strange.
Bro, I knew a guy. He didn't marry this girl. He dated her for 11 years. And then she broke up with him finally.
Oh, wow.
Wow, 11 years. That's 11 wild.
11 years. He was not ready to settle down. And I'm like, bro, you're not even cheating. Like, what's there left to, like why? Like, at this point, just go through with it. But no, he didn't want to.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, listen, the episode's almost up. I do want to go through the comments and see if anybody left something that we miss. Someone says that they really like Aparna's cynicism. It's really funny. You need that in reality TV. I agree. Mm-hmm. She's good TV. I dig it. Let's see. Psychology checkboxes for soulmates. Ooh, a psychology checkbox. Whether they're peaceful, sexual chemistry, common hobbies, shared goals, and both encourage each other to grow. I think those are fair. Very fair stuff.
The only thing, number three, like, I can see couples not having the same hobbies, and that's fine. Like,
I think that's fine. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
You don't need to have the same hobbies. I have a hard time finding somebody who's into going to Comic-Con, and I don't need someone who wants to go to Comic-Con and do
nerdy
stuff.
That's for me and you, man. That's our
special
thing.
Yeah.
Look, I think the most important part here is that you respect each other's space. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
100%.
And you know, mutually respect each other's hobbies. That's important.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. Well, thank you, Rando, for commenting. That was really, really cool.
His name is Rando. That's funny.
Yeah, Rando for me.
He's awesome. Not being mean. The name here really is Rando.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I did not mean Rando as in you're a random person. His name is literally Rando.
Thanks, Rando.
Oh, man. Well, thank you guys for joining us. We are at the hour mark. This was fun. We're on this new platform, so please excuse us if you made any mistakes or talked over each other or the boxes weren't doing right. We're still getting a hang of this new program. It's super cool. I really enjoy it. But until then, guys, next time, Salam, nerds.